This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Damian and I were talking about how much the GOP tax bill is allowed to increase the debt. $1.5 trillion is the magic number they have got to stick to. But there was some not encouraging news on that front from the Congressional Budget Office today. $1.7 trillion over 10 years is what the CBO says it is going to add to the national debt, which means exactly what in real life? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The national debt is one of those numbers that can be pretty tough to get your mind around. It's more than $20 trillion. That's a 20 followed by 12 more numbers.
It's humongous. I've never seen so many numbers put together like that before.
Michael McCallie is 29. He works in New York City. And surprisingly, he was getting his first look at that number on a mobile phone. Surprising because for years, there was a debt clock the size of a billboard near Times Square, not far from where he was standing. But the clock came down a few months ago with little fanfare.
I'd rather not think about it. It doesn't really affect my daily life.
Republicans in Congress would probably prefer people didn't think about it either, especially since the deficit that would be created by the GOP tax plan seems to get bigger with every new estimate. And deficits, when they don't get paid back, get added to the national debt. David Primo of the Mercatus Center says it's kind of like filling a bathtub.
The water in the tub is the national debt, and the water flowing into the tub is the deficit in any given year.
It's a rare year we don't have a deficit. Sometimes it trickles in. Other times...
eventually, right, that tub is going to overflow, and then you've got a real problem on your hands.
Or several problems. Growing debt can push up interest rates. That makes home loans and credit more expensive. It can also trigger inflation. Plus, paying interest on the debt can mean less money for other priorities, like infrastructure, education, or healthcare. There are other ways to look at this, though, says economist Stephanie Kelton at Stony Brook University.
I'll use the bathtub analogy, but I'll do it differently. And I'll say, all right, the bathtub has a little line inside the tub.
That line, she says, represents full employment. Government spending, even deficit spending, can stimulate the economy and push us closer to that line. That's the argument the Trump administration makes, that the GOP tax plan, even though it adds to the deficit, will boost the economy and create jobs. But, asks Kelton,
are the Trump tax cuts the kind of cuts that are going to go to people who, when they get the extra disposable income, they're going to spend that money into the economy? They're going to help create new demand and new employment opportunities for people.
Or will people who get a break on their taxes just hold on to the savings? Also, deficit spending doesn't just come from tax cuts. There are growing bills for the military, Social Security, and Medicare. Here's David Primo again.
So while the tax cuts themselves aren't going to break the bank of the federal budget, that tax cut, on top of all of the entitlement spending and so on, could cause a big flood.
That future taxpayers will be left to clean up, like Fiorella Riccobono, a junior at Florida State University. Riccobono uses social media to try to get her fellow students to care about the debt.
If we start worrying when we're already feeling it, it's too late.
She wants to start a business after college.
And I want to enter into a workforce where the economy is thriving, and having an unsustainable federal spending track puts that all at jeopardy.
So she wants Congress to close the tap. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.